Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Football Garbage Time NFL Podcast. My name is Hakun Wong, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Football Garbage Time. And with me, as always, is my co-host, Trevor Storrs, of Full Press Coverage and Raptor District. How you doing, Trev?
Oh, Haku, man, I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. And no small part because we had St. Patty's Day last week, and I saw that you were super busy at Sky Bar, and, you know, obviously the place looked lit during St. Patty's Day from the pictures you posted. So, am I right? Was St. Patty's Day hopping for you guys?
Yeah, it was pretty hopping. It was a little quieter than we thought we were going to be, but overall, it was pretty hopping.
It wasn't like 1,000 people. It was like 950, right? It was like 950 or something like that. You're just short.
No.
Almost there. Almost there. People weren't falling out the windows. They were just kind of right at that point. I got you. Hey, did you, you know, I was in Chicago recently over St. Patty's Day, and did you know they dye the river totally green on St. Patty's Day?
What?
Yeah, man. You've never seen this before? It's funny.
No,
I've talked to a lot of people about this, and people don't seem to know this. They actually go on boats, and they dump, like, a crap load of green dye into the river, and the river is totally green. Green. It's absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts. I know it is, right? And the side effect, of course, is that St. Louis gets to celebrate St. Patty's Day in about a month because it all kind of goes down the river to St. Louis. Oh, those St. Louis folks. They love it. They absolutely love it. Hey, I thought, you know, that's crazy. There's got to be crazy stories out there on St. Patty's Day. You got a crazy thing that happened on St. Patty's Day to you?
Not this past year, but maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, I drove up to Frederick, Maryland to link up with an old high school pal. He lives up there now, and he took me my very first bar crawl for St. Patty's Day. I just want to tell you, I saw green for about 2 or 3 days. That's all I'm gonna say. So.
Yeah. I'm surprised you saw anything at all, honestly. I mean, like, bar crawls and St. Patty's Day usually don't end well. So I won't tell a bar crawl story because, quite frankly, there's too many, and I honestly don't remember most of them anymore. I mean, like, I don't know if that's good or bad, but certainly not a great thing, I suspect. That being said, I'll say this. The most memorable St. Patty's Day for me was actually not even St. Patrick's Day related. It just happened to be on St. Patrick's Day. I was at a restaurant, and I sat in a restaurant next to Michael Caine. Yeah, obviously he's done a lot of stuff, but he was Alfred K. Pennyworth in the Christopher Nolan Batman movies. And I was really tempted, as I mentioned pre-show, to say, Alfred, to the Batcave! But I didn't do it. Michael Caine deserves better than that, folks. He deserves better than that.
He could have tried it, see what happened.
I could have. And I mean, it's Sir Michael Caine. I'm sorry. It's Sir Michael Caine. So I feel like a knighted person probably wouldn't enjoy me doing that in a public space. But hey, I've done more embarrassing things in my life. But Michael Caine, if you're listening, you managed to escape scot-free on that day because I could have made things really, really uncomfortable and awkward. Okay, anyway, plenty to talk about today, including one of the craziest free agency periods we've ever seen, with 8 players of a combined 33 Pro Bowl selections traded in the last month, including Deshaun Watson, Matt Ryan, Davante Adams, and most recently, Tyreek Hill. Oh, my goodness. Let's get rolling. All right, let's start with Deshaun Watson because the Cleveland Browns, they acquired Deshaun Watson in a trade with the Houston Texans, and they gave out first-round picks in 2022, 2023, and 2024 in order to do it, including a 2023 third-round pick and a 2024 fourth-round pick. The Texans are giving them, of course, Deshaun Watson and a 2024 fifth-round pick, so basically nothing. The Browns are set to give Watson a new 5-year, $230 million contract. And he would receive $184 million over the first 4 years of new contract, a $48 million raise over what he's scheduled to make under his current contract, and all $230 million is guaranteed, setting a record for the highest guaranteed contract given to an NFL player ever. And that's notably more than Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson recently got and more than Tom Brady has ever gotten in terms of guaranteed money. So this is a crazy story because, you know, Watson had actually told the Browns on Thursday that they were out. And by Thursday night, the Browns had contacted him and gave him this ridiculous offer. And by Friday morning, he had a change of heart and he said, you know what, I want to be a Brown. So he spurned the at least the Saints, Panthers, and Falcons and went to Cleveland just to get everybody back into the right page here. The reason why this is all happening now is because the grand jury did not bring any criminal charges against Watson, but all 22 civil cases do remain alleging various counts of sexual misconduct. In addition, the NFL is still investigating this matter, so a suspension still might be looming in the future. The guaranteed money from the Browns, however, does somewhat insulate Watson from any such suspensions. Okay, so there's a lot to unpack here, Trev. So give me your thoughts on this. First of all, we talked a little bit about Deshaun Watson last week and where he might end up and a little bit about what's going on right now. But Cleveland Browns, Deshaun Watson, tell me a little bit about the impact on the Cleveland Browns getting Deshaun Watson both on and off the field.
Well, I'll start with off the field. They've got some dirty laundry on their hands. I know he was being cleared with all criminal charges, but like he said, he still has to face those civil charges and possibly discipline from the NFL. So there's that. But from a football standpoint, man, this is a home run. This just tells you how they view and what they feel about Baker Mayfield. Not only did they get Deshaun Watson, but they went and signed Jacoby Brissett to back him up.
Yeah.
And Baker is still on the team.
not for long.
This is huge. It's going to bring some excitement to Cleveland. They got Amari Cooper, so they started building for him before they got him. He's got a good running game. Defense is pretty much the same. So on the football field, if he gets to play this year, they might make a little bit of noise.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. So this is really interesting to me, though, because they have – I mean, so let's taking the money off and taking the off-field stuff off, because I'm going to address that separately – I agree. This is a big move for the Cleveland Browns. This has the potential to launch them into the playoff discussion on an annual basis, right? Year in, year out. So this certainly is a big impact to them. Now, let's talk about the two other aspects of it. From a monetary basis, they have fundamentally changed the entire landscape for paying quarterbacks. I mean, they've guaranteed so much money and over such a long period of time that you got to think that folks like Kyler Murray, you know, maybe even Patrick Mahomes is thinking about, wait, hold on a second, I didn't get that kind of guaranteed money. Although he has a 10-year contract, so there's not much you can do about it now. So, you know, I mean, and Aaron Rodgers, you know, I mean, saying like, well, hold on a second. You know, I came back for how much and what are you giving this Deshaun Watson who didn't even play last year? So they fundamentally changed the way they pay quarterbacks, which means they fundamentally changed the way they paid any NFL player. So good for the NFL player, because I always thought guaranteed contracts made sense. I mean, it's such a violent sport that if you get injured, you should have some protection from that. But certainly makes it much more difficult to take a chance on players, because teams with money will want to make guaranteed contracts. I mean, that's just the way it is. And they're gonna ask for it, right? Everyone's gonna ask for guaranteed contracts from now on. I mean, we thought it would change when Kirk Cousins kind of did it, but it wasn't this type of money. And this is the type of money that will make everyone stand up and say, hold on a second. If Deshaun Watson can get that after not playing for a full year, then I should get that too. So there is a huge impact across the industry, I think, from this. Now, off the field, I agree with you. There is some dirty laundry here. And you got to feel that there's some weird desperation as well. I mean, Baker Mayfield doesn't chop liver, right?
Right,
and
exactly.
For them to offer that much money and 3 first-round picks, this is it. I mean, like, if Deshaun Watson doesn't play out of his mind, I mean, I'm not saying just good, you know, I'm not saying like game manager good. I mean, like Super Bowl winning amazing, then they got ripped off, you know, that's just,
big
they
time.
Paid so much. They paid so much for this and they have no ability to restock cabinets, you know, 3 first round picks, 1 in each of the next 3 years. That is a tall price to pay, you know? So I'll say this, though. At least I got Deshaun Watson, and they didn't pay everything in order to move up and get Mitchell Trubisky like the Bears did. So, it's not the worst thing I've ever seen. Not the worst thing I've ever seen. And what do you think about, you know, so you mentioned the dirty laundry they have from bringing him over. Do you think this impacts anything? Because there's been a lot of blowback from the Cleveland Browns fan base, a lot of folks saying that they are not fans of the team anymore after they've done this. And of course, Baker Mayfield, also a very popular player with the fan base. So what are your thoughts there? Do you think this is going to impact the Browns from a fan base perspective?
Like you said, it started to do that just by bringing him in for what he's done off the field. They started to lose some fans with fan base. But I think that once this whole dark cloud gets settled and moved on, and maybe they start winning. I hate to say it, but winning cures everything. So
yeah, true.
You know,
yep.
If they start winning and he, you know, gets discipline and serves discipline and gets back to playing and takes him to the playoffs, then no one's going to say anything about that. So
yeah,
but
right, really interesting.
Right now it stings. It's a bad look.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it certainly feels like a bad look, and certainly would be interesting to see what happens if the NFL decides to levy some discipline and suspension against Watson, because that would really change the calculus dramatically at that point. I mean, if new facts were to come out during the civil trial. So there's a lot of things to unpack there, obviously. And but from a football perspective, makes the team very interesting going forward. So let's hit the boxing dogs. There's so many other people who moved this week. We're going to talk about Matt Ryan going to the Indianapolis Colts. The Falcons traded longtime quarterback Matt Ryan to the Indianapolis Colts on Monday after 14 years. MVP, he had an MVP award, a trip to the Super Bowl. Ryan's career with the Falcons is over for the price of one 2022 third round pick. That's it, folks. One 2022 third round pick. Unfortunately, although clearing his contract in the books and over $9 million in cap space, which is exactly what they were trying to do, trading Ryan also comes with a dead cap hit of $40.525 million for the Falcons, the largest in NFL history. Ryan, of course, he's 36, so he's on probably the downward trajectory of his career. He is the Falcons franchise leader in wins, career yards, career completions, passing touchdowns, and a slew of other categories. What are your thoughts here on Matt Ryan going to the Colts? How does this impact the Colts?
I love it. It helps the Colts out. They were obviously in desperate need of a quarterback after trading away Carson Wentz. They were not waiting on Jimmy G. It tells you everything what you need to know about Jimmy G. And Baker Mayfield as well. Baker came out and said he wanted to go to the Colts. The Colts were like, that's cool, but we want Matt Ryan instead. So
right.
I like it. He goes from Cordell Patterson only to now Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman, a healthy T.Y. Hilton, a better offensive line. I like this move a lot for Matt Ryan and for the Colts. He's getting older, though, so maybe this is a good opportunity for him to ride off in the sunset with a better team. So.
Yeah, he certainly has all the right pieces. I mean, the Colts are obviously the best place for a aging quarterback to go because, as you said, decent, really solid, actually, offensive line and, of course, a terrific run game behind Jonathan Taylor. So really eases on that pressure and that quarterback rush. So a great place, a great landing spot for Matt Ryan. And quite frankly, the Colts literally got him for a song, right? I mean, a 2022 third-round pick? I mean, what? I mean, he's got to be worth more than that. And I know that the Falcons were desperate to get him off the books, but they cleared $9 million, but they're still responsible for $40. I mean, that's ridiculous. So, you know, I get it, and they want to move on. They want to start rebuilding. But in some ways, I feel like they should have just kept Matt Ryan and kept playing with him because they already they had to pay him the money no matter what. So I think a fantastic steal for the Indianapolis Colts, though. So interesting to see what happens there. And if nothing else, a good transition quarterback if they decide to draft one this year. I'm sure Matt Ryan will be a great mentor to anybody sits behind him. So great move there by the Colts. Questionable by the Falcons. So let's hit the boxing bell on that, and let's talk about those Falcons, because who did they get instead of Matt Ryan? Well, they signed Marcus Mariota to a two-year deal for $18.75 million. Mariota is very familiar with the Falcons head coach Arthur Smith from the time that they worked together in Tennessee. Mariota played for the Titans from 2015 to 2019 after he was drafted by them in the top two there. Titans then pivoted to Ryan Tannehill. Mariota signed with the Raiders. He was there for 2 years as a backup, and now he's going to get his chance to start. And there were flashes while he was the backup for Derek Carr last season and the season before, so not totally surprising that someone's going to take a chance on him. So what are your thoughts here? Marcus Mariota going to the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm happy for Marcus Mariota. It just goes to show, just be patient. Your time will come again. You never know. And that's what he's done. He came out as the, you know, this very mobile, athletic quarterback, kind of hit the wall in the NFL. Now he has a chance to resurrect his career with the Falcons and with the familiarity with head coach and Arthur Smith. They just now need to bring him some weapons or else it's going to be a lonely season for Marcus Mariota.
I agree.
I am very proud of him for getting a chance to compete. And he got a nice little deal, too. 2 years, about almost $19 million. So
yeah. Yeah, no,
that's,
I love it.
That's
I love
not backup
it.
Money, so we'll see.
Yeah,
what
no. It's not quite Kanye money, but it's definitely not peanuts. It definitely is a good deal, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the interesting thing here, of course, is that Marcus Mariota had shown great improvements playing as a backup for the Raiders. And last season, there was a lot of rumors about him moving and taking over a starting position. He stayed put, actually, to continue working in that system and learning and being a part-time player. Shows what he means, what he thinks about being a team player. And I like that attitude. You know, I'm going to wait for my time, like you said, and I'm going to learn while I'm waiting for my time, and I'm going to get my shot. And he did.
Yep.
He's getting a shot. It'll be interesting to see how that works out in Atlanta. And it'll also be interesting to see if Atlanta doesn't get somebody else. They may draft somebody this year as well.
Sure.
So lots of questions there. Let's hit the boxing bell on that and keep rolling because we still got – I mean, we're not even halfway through this list yet. But let's go to Jameis Winston. So this is interesting to me because thinking back to the 2015 NFL draft, the number one overall pick was Jameis Winston. The number two overall pick was Marcus Mariota. Both of those guys moved, moved. Jameis Winston is staying with the New Orleans Saints, so he's coming back and getting re-signed by the Saints. But both of them, you know, air quotes, moved in the last couple of weeks. And, of course, number four in that draft was Amari Cooper, who was also traded during this offseason. So a lot of movement from that 2015 picks there. And, of course, this will be the first time in a while that we can say Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota starting quarterbacks in the NFL. Just very interesting. How's it all working out? So, anyway, Saints missed out on Watson, obviously, and they said hello to their old friend Jameis Winston, signing him to a two-year, $28 million deal. Due to the breakdown in the contract, the Saints actually can get out of that after 1 year for only $15.2 million. The rest of it is actually optional, doesn't actually fully guarantee until the third day of the 2023 league year. So they have an ability to jump out after the first year, plus the contract has three voidable years for cap purposes, allowing the $14 million signing bonus to be spread out over 5 years. So altogether, a very Saints-friendly deal. But Jameis Winston gets a chance to start or at least compete to start, and he also has a whopping $16 million in incentives in that deal, so clearly something to play for. So what are your thoughts about Jameis Winston going back to the New Orleans Saints?
This is probably the smartest, most realistic move the Saints could have done. Dennis Allen is now the head coach. He was interim head coach last year. I think maybe after Jameis got hurt, but regardless, he has continuity there already with Jameis Winston. Might as well just keep rolling with that and see what you got with him as your first year as a head coach with Dennis Allen. So, like I said, it was the smartest move rather than going to get somebody brand new to try to fit your system that you're also going to be brand new to as well. So,
yeah, I agree. Yeah. And obviously, I don't think he's a long-term answer for the Saints.
No,
I think
for sure not.
Essentially a bridge quarterback for the year. And it's I don't think it's any surprise that the way they structured it gives them a complete escape hatch for the second year. You know, I mean – They're thinking of him as a one-year rental at this point. And for Jameis, it's a prove-it deal, right? I mean, he proves it, and he can get the second year, and he can also make up the $16 million in incentives. So this is basically you show us on the field that you're the guy, and you're going to get paid. And if you don't show us you're the guy, then after a year, goodbye. So
exactly.
It makes sense for both sides. I think it makes sense for both sides. And Winston knows the system now. So makes a ton of sense to me. Although, quite frankly, I didn't think the Saints looked that great with Winston in the past. So I'm not sure what changes this year, you know, other than the coach, which basically carries over the previous system. So I'm not really sure what changes this year. Okay, we'll keep an eye on it. Let's see what happens there. Let's go ahead and hit the boxing bell on that one. And let's talk about Manscaped. Support for Football Garbage Time is brought to you by Manscaped. Who's the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world? Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, including Trev and I, with his exclusive offer for you, 20% off and free worldwide shipping, and the code GARBAGETIME at manscaped.com. Unlock the confidence. Always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Okay, let's talk about Devontae Adams. Big, big move here, Devontae Adams going to Las Vegas Raiders. The Packers will receive the Raiders' 2022 first and second round draft picks. Adams will get a new contract with Las Vegas worth $141.25 million for 5 years for an average of value of $28.25 million per year. Trade reunites Adams with his college quarterback, Derek Carr. Very interesting. Adams, I hadn't forgotten that, actually. They played together in college. Adams and Carr played two seasons together at Fresno State. And, of course, the Packers, they break up their newly re-signed quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, with his top target. Interesting reports are that the Packers offered Adams more than what the Raiders were offering, but he wasn't interested. Adams has made 5 straight Pro Bowls and been named first team All-Pro in each of the last 2 seasons. He caught 123 passes for 1,553 yards and 11 touchdowns last season. That is prolific. And he led the league with 18 receiving touchdowns in 2020. So, Raiders, Adams, Derek Carr, what do you think?
Oh, man. This is Aaron Rodgers' fault. He's the one who said he wanted his guy to get paid. Well, he took all the money in his 3-year, $150 million contract. So there's no man left for Davante Adams. They had plenty of time to get the long-term deal done. Instead, they kept franchising him. And then they wanted to give him an offer after somebody else was like, hey, we'll take him. So
yeah, I know.
It just shows you, like, all you need to know. So I'm happy for Davante Adams. He got his money and he gets to go back home and play for the team he grew up playing or cheering for. And he gets to play with his old college buddy who got his whole career started. So go Davante Adams. Get your money.
Yeah,
man.
No, I love it. And it is kind of funny when you think about it, because Davante Adams did tell the Packers that he wasn't going to play on a franchise tag. And what did they do? They franchise tagged him.
Yep.
And then they didn't give him anything until they had a competitor. So, you know, mm-hmm. saying that we'll give you money. They're like, oh, we'll give you more. Well, it's almost like, okay, but you didn't care to give it to me before, so why do I want to go back now? And clearly, Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers, not Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
No.
So, just
not
saying.
Even close.
Nope. Sorry. Sorry, guys. not the same. So interesting to see what will happen there. You know, I think that Derek Carr is underrated in many ways, and I think Davante Adams will make him much, much better. And, of course, you got Darren Waller there. So Raiders could be scary. They could be scary on offense next year. I think for fantasy purposes, Davante Adams' production will drop off, though, because I just don't see – Carr is not Rodgers. As much as I hate on Rodgers, he's not Rodgers. So there is that. Well, let's get to the big news of the day. And I mean the big news of today. Tyreek Hill going to the Miami Dolphins. Earlier today, you had pinged me on this and said we should add Tyreek Hill. And I'm like, yeah, I guess he's been talking to folks. But I'm like, why would the Chiefs let him go? Shows you what I know, because the Chiefs are trading 6-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Tyreek Hill to the Miami Dolphins for 5 draft picks, a 2022 first-round pick, a second-round pick, and a fourth-round pick, as well as a fourth- and sixth-round pick in the 2023 draft. The Dolphins then gave Hill a 4-year, $120 million extension, including $72.2 million guaranteed. The Chiefs recently signed Juju Smith-Schuster away from the Steelers, and Corey Coleman, a former first-round pick that's been out for a year due to injury, away from the Giants. And they, of course, still have Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, but this certainly qualifies as a big shakeup with the Cheetah going to South Beach. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, what are your thoughts here on this one? Because I know you had your eye on Tyreek Hill earlier in the day. So what are your thoughts on this one here, Travis?
Yeah, so I was reading all that stuff, and I didn't know all these teams were inquiring about Tyreek Hill, but apparently I guess he saw the money that Davante got, the money that Christian Kirk absurdly got, and all these others making money. So I guess he was like, hey, I have all the stats and the whatever to back it up, so I need some money too. And the Chiefs were like, well, we don't have that much money to give you. So he kind of put them in the pickle, like, either you release me or you trade me. And, of course, you don't want to just release Tyreek Hill and not get anything back from Tyreek Hill. So he kind of forced them into this trade, and he ended up going to Miami, which we'll see what happens. But
it's a weird
wild,
planning spot.
Man. It's just wild. Just wild.
You know, I agree. And you know, so the alternative, I guess the other front runner was the New York Jets. I'm not sure if that's that much better, but, I mean, I guess I have a little bit more – I don't want to say faith, because I don't have faith in either, but I think Zach Wilson has a higher ceiling right now, as far as I can see, than Tua. I'm just not sure what's going on in Miami. You know what I mean? I'm not really sure what they're trying to do there. And Tyreek Hill is a big get, but as we know from watching much, much football, without a quarterback, it doesn't matter how good your wide receivers are.
His life is about to change in Miami.
Yeah,
big
time. No, exactly. I mean, and hey, isn't it crazy that we're talking about, like, so we're like tossing around these numbers like 120 million, 72 million. Can you wrap your head around that amount of money? I can't. I can't
either.
I don't know what that number means, honestly.
It's been so much money just given away to the Buffy. It's wild. It's like, okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking the same thing. I'm like, what does that even mean? I don't even know how to conceptualize what that money was. Is it like, you know, Scrooge McDuck when they jump into that big, you know, his big treasure area vault and he's like swimming in the cold coins? I mean, is that going to be Tyreek Hill right now? I mean, is that what's happening? Because I don't know how the hell you'd keep that kind of money. Insane. All right. Well, that being said, let's go ahead and hit the boxing bell on that one and move on to our next topic because there's still many more to go. But before we do that, let's talk about Thrive Fantasy because support for Football Garbage Time also comes from Thrive Fantasy. They are a daily fantasy sports and esports app for player props. Choose 10 out of 20 available player props. Build your lineup. Hit the most props. Rack the most points. Win a share of the prize. They've awarded over $4 million, which we said, that ain't chump change. Maybe it's not that big of a deal for Kanye, but it's a big deal for us. So use promo code GARBAGETIME when you sign up today and you'll receive 100% instant first deposit match for up to $100. Download Thrive Fantasy at the App Store or Play Store or by visiting the website www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today. So let's talk about some other quarterbacks. And these two guys were recently acquired, but they have a possibility of supplanting people. Teddy Bridgewater in Miami, Tyrod Taylor in the Giants. Just real quick, what are your thoughts there? Do you think either of them have a chance of supplanting the starters there in Tua or Daniel Jones?
Oh, man. I honestly think more so Daniel Jones than Tua. I think Mike McDaniel has a specific plan for Tua. He really believes in Tua, so I think he'll give him a shot. I don't see him being the kind of person who's to bench Tua right now. But in New York, Brian Devil, I can definitely see that happening. Tyrod Taylor. Daniel Jones, we don't know how serious that neck injury is, too. We don't know how healthy he is, so maybe he might be competing for a starting spot. But on paper, he's QB1, but training camp, it might be a different story. So I feel like Tyrod Taylor has a better chance than Teddy Bridgewater right now.
I totally agree with that. And Daniel Jones kind of on the outs, and, of course, in the last year of his rookie contract, so we'll see what happens. Hit the boxing bell. Last topic of the day, potential landing spots for the two guys that are still out there, Baker Mayfield and Jimmy Garoppolo. Baker Mayfield, man, up and down, up and down, up and down in Cleveland. Oh, yeah? You have a hot take? All right, let's hear it. Let's go for it, man.
Jimmy G is staying in San Francisco because of his shoulder surgery, and they need someone to keep mentoring Trey Lance because they're showing signs that he's probably not quite ready yet or as ready as they want him to be. And then Baker Mayfield is going to end up in the USFL.
No.
Trying to keep his career going and then maybe get a roster spot next year. Yes, that's my hot take.
I
don't know if I believe it, but that's my hot take right now.
Oh, holy crap. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy, man. I just don't understand what's happening. My mind just exploded. Totally, my brain just exploded, dude. Baker Mayfield, I think I would love to see him in the USFL, honestly, but I think Carolina Panthers and Seattle Seahawks is a likely landing spot for them because they need a quarterback. And Baker Mayfield, he has some, you know, I'm assuming he's healthy, right? He had a torn labrum. He's never right after that. Assuming he's healthy, I think he gets back there. But, man, I'd love to see him in the USFL. That'd be really fun. All right, let's hit the air horn on the show here because we are squeezing this one in the 30 minutes. So there we are, hit the end of the show. And there's so many others to talk about, too, like Allen Robinson, Robert Woods. We'll talk about them.
Oh, go Allen Robinson to the Rams. Great pickup. I think that's
great one, right? Right?
Great.
And Robert Woods to the Titans. I mean, the Titans, they paid
another
2023 sixth-round pick for him. That is peanuts. Absolute peanuts. So both of those, fantastic pickups. I'm rooting for Allen Robinson there. But there's so many more to talk about. But anyway, we'll get it to you guys next time anyway. And Trev, give us your social media so people can follow you.
I'm on Twitter at Trev HTTC. Hail to the Commanders. Instagram, Trev_stores. Football Garbage Time podcast right here with Hakun and Rest of District podcast with Nathan and the Stoner. So
coming up next, so go check that out. Absolutely.
Yes.
And isn't it crazy that we put in so much into like 28 minutes?
We're
good at this.
Right?
We are amazing.
No longer than that, though, honestly. But hey, we did it.
I know. We're so amazing. I'm in awe at how good we are. Anyway, so you can follow me on Twitter at FB Garbage Time and on Facebook at the Football Garbage Time page. As always, thank you for listening and wasting time with us. And until next time, enjoy your NFL week.
Good night, guys.
Here we go. Check out Rest of District.